Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
People who won't work, who refuse to work, and they do no work all day, what do you do then with yourself? You're going to do something. You want me to show you what you do? All right, hold your place right here and go over to 1 Timothy to the 5th chapter. The Bible tells us exactly what you do when you won't work. He talks about widows and who should be supported financially and who should not. And he talks about working in verse 8. That's where the verse is. If you don't provide for your own, denied the faith. And he goes on to say in verse 11, the younger widows, refuse. In other words, don't take them in. Don't put them on the roll to support them financially. Why? Because when they have begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry and they'll have damnation or condemnation because they've cast off their first faith, and withal, they learn to be idle. Somebody say idle. They're young. They're strong. They're smart. They got energy and ability. And the church is paying all their bills. And they got nothing to do all day. So what will they learn how to do? How to be idle and then do what else? Wander about from house to house and bother good folks that are working. Have you ever had somebody come bother you? They're doing nothing. And they think everybody's as bored as they are. And you're up to your eyes. This is one of Phyllis's least favorite things. I can't tell you the times we've had people call us and want to talk and want to sit on the phone and talk about nothing. Yeah. Nothing. I mean nothing. For an hour and a half and want you to act interested. And you got 49 things you were working on and another 150 that you got to get to. And because they do nothing all day, they think everybody else is as slothful as they are. And they just want to call and chat and just talk. Well, you need anything? Nah, I just thought I'd see what you're doing. Well, we got some stuff going on. Yeah, I'm sure you do. Let me tell you about the weeds in my garden. Them weeds, they just keep getting bigger and bigger. Why don't you get out there and get them out? I'm not just making stuff up. He said these folks, somebody else is footing their bills. And they're young and able to work. And able to have a family. And able to be occupied. And he said, what's going to happen? They will learn how to be idle and do nothing all day. But when you're doing nothing, you find stuff to do besides work. And it's bad. You wander around. Somebody say wander around.
Wander around.
Is that what it said? Wandering. Wander, what are you doing? Ah, just piddling. Just piddling around. Just messing around. This wander, thought I'd see what's going on over here, and then I'm going to go over there and bother, visit so-and-so, and then I'm going to go. And what? No, just keep reading. What else happens? Idle, wandering around. And of course, what you going to talk about? You're not doing anything to talk about. So what are you going to talk about? You don't want to talk about you because there ain't nothing to talk about. You're not doing anything. So who are you going to talk about? Somebody else. And see, you don't feel good about yourself because you're not accomplishing anything, so you don't really want to talk about all their accomplishments. Your flesh will want to find some fault with them to make you feel better about your lazy self. Help us, Jesus. They learn to be idle. And then what else? Wandering around from house to house. And do what? Tattlers. What's tattlers?
Gossip.
Run, tell this one what they heard over here. Tattle. Stuff that should be private. That should not be talked. But they got to give themselves some kind of a sense of importance. Because they ain't doing anything. And what can I do? Well, I know something you don't know. And they said not tell anybody, so don't tell anybody. But you know. Now, I'm going to stop right here for a minute. What if they were turning in a good solid day of work somewhere? There would be nothing to repent over. They wouldn't be here. And they wouldn't even know about that because they wouldn't have wandered over there because they were at work yesterday. So they wouldn't have it to tell, and they wouldn't have time to tell it anyway because they're at work. This is a spiritual law. It's as spiritual as it gets. Hold your place here. That means you got two places now, right? I could quote it to you, but I want you to see it with your eyes. Galatians. Did you know me teaching on this was not my idea? I did not pick this subject. I did not. And I even thought, you know, maybe I'll teach on it a couple of times or three. And it just keeps growing. And just keeps growing. And I began to see, we've not taught on this like we should have. The Bible is saying more about this than we're saying. The Bible is stronger on this than how we've been. We're not being doers of the word. I said, we're not being doers of the word as the church, as parents, as people, as friends in these areas. Did you find Galatians? And the sixth chapter. Well, five. Excuse me. 5:16. I could quote it, but I want you to notice it. Galatians 5:16 says, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. How do you keep from fulfilling the lust of the flesh? Go around going, oh, I'm not going to do the flesh. I'm not going to do the flesh. I'm not going to do, oh, I see it, but I'm not going to do it. Oh, there it is. Oh, I want it bad, but I'm not going to do it. 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 You're going to do it. It doesn't work. According to the Bible, how do you not yield to the flesh? Walk in the Spirit. You're busy walking in the Spirit. You won't yield to the flesh. You're busy working. You're not going to be sitting at home looking at pornography on the computer. How many things have happened because people were so bored? They are so bored, so bored, so bored. My mom's over here. My little brother and I, we're growing up at home. You're off in the summer for school, you know, off of school. We never came to the house and said, Mama, I'm so bored. I'm so bored. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Never. Never. Because she'd have said, see that pile of rocks over there? Yeah, move it over there. See that little building over there? Take it apart. Take it over there and put it back together.
I mean, if we got a chance where we weren't doing anything, we just smiled and hope nobody found out.
And it did not hurt us. Didn't hurt me at all. Thank God for it. But how many people, children, youth, adults, older people, are sitting around bored? And what happened? Here come temptation. You remember David, the man of God? Joab and all the armed forces are in the field, in the battle where he usually was. But this time, he's at home doing what? Nothing. Piddling around, trying to think of something exciting, bored, up on top of the house, looking around. Looking around, and ooh, he saw something. The only blot on this fine man of God's life. What if he'd have been out there in the camp, going over the battle plan? Come on now, what if he'd have been out there, checking the weapons, checking the strategy, talking to his generals? What if it had been work? He wouldn't have been there on top of the house when the woman was bathing naked. He wouldn't have saw her. He wouldn't have been tempted. How many understand when you're at work where the Lord told you to be and you're at the right place at the right time, you're not at the wrong place at the wrong time. Come on, can you see this? And being lazy is opening the door to the devil. You're inviting him in. And it's a lifestyle that just progresses downward. And you get more and more idle. What do? When you don't work? You got all this time to think about what? And to look at what? And to get involved in what? Sin. Sin. Need to be occupied. Didn't Jesus say, occupy? Yes. Occupy? Occupy till I come. Stay with it. Are we supposed to work till he comes? We ought to show up for work every morning, and if we don't know what to do, we ought to be saying, hey, tell me what to do. I'm ready. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. I already finished that. Tell me what to do. Why? It's safe. I said it's safe for you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me life.